intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. So
On CKUT, on
and groovy morning to you, beautiful souls. You are listening to A Multilingual Affair. Vous écoutez A Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando A Multilingual Affair. Here with Takis, your reggae fusion artist and lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. Oh, we've got another special show for you. Oh yeah, we all special guests, I've got to tell you. We've come since I moved to Toronto. We've come so far in terms of from our client relationship to a friendship, and to discover so much about this amazing and beautiful and just incredibly wonderful person inside and out. Her name is Ashley Krayenfeld, and she is a Taekwondo, international Taekwondo champion. She's also the main, one of the features in my official video from the song Warrior King. So keep it locked on our invité très spécial, c'est la campeonne de l'art martial de Taekwondo en fait, et elle est incroyablement belle. Bueno, vamos a hablar con Ashley Krayenfeld, porque ella es una amiga. Hemos empezado cuando yo empecé a hacer su cabello, y luego tenemos una amistad, y luego continuamos con el amor entre uno al otro, pues es una persona, yo creo que es muy buena y guapísima. Así que escucha y no se mueve. Here you are on A Multilingual Affair on CKUT 92.3 FM. You've done it. You've done it.
de Mané João. Toda brincadeira acabou no chão. Tinha inimigos dentro do salão. Zé da Capoeira fazendo exibição lá na gafieira de Mané João. Toda brincadeira acabou no chão. Tinha inimigos dentro do salão. Zé da Capoeira fazendo exibição. Tinha cabelo grande, mas não tinha molho.
Mané ficou de olho.
Tinha cabelo grande, mas não tinha molho.
Mané ficou de olho.
Tinha cabelo grande, mas não tinha molho.
Mané ficou de olho.
Tinha cabelo grande, mas não tinha molho.
Mané ficou de olho.
Escondeu margarida na cortina e gritou: ninguém transa com a menina. E só terminou a brincadeira com o sangue escorrendo na ladeira. E era muito sangue pra pouca ladeira
lá na gafieira.
E era muito sangue pra pouca ladeira
lá na gafieira.
E era muito sangue pra pouca ladeira
lá na gafieira.
E era muito sangue pra pouca
lá na gafieira.
Ones out there, all the families out there, we are one people, one voice, one energy. We are love, big vibration.
Pensamento em meu pai na cadeia. You are listening to
a multilingual affair.
Bye.
cooking.
A new combination. Du leur de soup.
Vibes, vibes, vibes. On a commencé avec Calypso. Oh, 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 oh. Woo. Waffle Dance avec Angelique Kidjot. You know, I love these two ladies so much. It goes way back from my childhood. So please go check them out. They're both queens all together in the music industry and been going strong for so long. Después, La Yegros, Chicha Roja. Wandalea, Mané, Joao, de Brasil, Trio Ternura, Agira, y continuamos con Volt, Face, If I Say Yes, Jocelyn, Nabil, Chila, Passy, Jacob Desvarieu, Laissez parler les gens de Guadeloupe, j'adore ça, you know, like, stop talking about people, man, you know, hay que evitar de cotillear. Lynsha y Lady Sweetie, My Rival featuring Jacob Desvarieu, Martinique France. And we're going to kick things off with the interview. So I've chosen to have Ashley send me some of her favorite tunes. So it's all about her. And on va écouter la chanson ce qu'elle préfère. On va écouter ça. Autour de l'entrevue. Bueno, nada más para decir que vamos a escuchar Alicia Keys. 3 Hour Drive, Forever Mine, Robin Thicke, Tell Me, Groovy Theory, and Lijaju, Come On Home. So keep it locked here on A Multilingual Affair. Amma, you don't know how things go. And, you know, just want to say that Ashley is a stunt woman for amazing shows such as Umbrella Academy, Star Trek with Jason Momoa's show, See, and also Shadowhunters and Killjoy. So listen, this is an incredible experience. Do not miss it. No manque pas y no se lo pierda. Okay? You don't know.
Hard as I try, do you
give me life. You give me life.
I can't deny.
Multilingual Affair. Vous écoutez a Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We have an amazing guest that we'll be speaking with. She is a martial arts champion, world renowned, I would say. And she's also a great friend. We started off as a, you know, client sort of relationship, you know, thing going on because I did her hair. And then it turned out and blossomed yeah. into something marvelous. On a un invité très spécial aujourd'hui. C'est une amie, mais avant, je faisais ses cheveux. Et on a commencé d'avoir une bonne relation, une bonne amitié. Mais elle est une championne internationale de Taekwondo, je crois. Bueno, nuestra invitada muy especial. Viene aquí de Canadá y es una amiga, pero vamos a saber un poquito más de ella porque es una campeona en el arte marcial. Entonces, vamos a saber un poquito más. ¿Qué está? ¿Qué pasa con ella? ¿Eh? La guapísima. Os presento, je vous présente Ashley Greenfield. Yay! Hi, beautiful.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for joining us here in the Multilingual Affair. It's a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this.
Oh, gosh. It's been coming. I tell you. Ash, let's talk about your background in terms of your combined ethnicity. You want to talk to me about that?
Well, my father is from the Netherlands, so I do have a Dutch heritage as well as a Bayesian heritage. My mom's from Barbados. So it's actually quite interesting growing up, having both customs and experiencing both cultures. So it's something that I do cherish and I actively practice. It's great being best of both worlds.
I think so, and it shows because I imagine that you have your entourage, people around you, they are probably quite the mixture, and here in Canada that gives you the liberty as well to be even more exposed, right?
100%, yeah, especially traveling so much in my sport, I'm accustomed to diversity, so that's something that I welcome in my life.
Girl, listen, you have accomplished so much because you are not only a Taekwondo champion throughout the world, right? But you do so many other things that is giving to the community. Tell us a little bit about you. Pretend I don't know.
Wow, where do I start?
It's hard from 5 years old.
Oh my goodness. I've built quite the resume. I'm literally involved in so many things, but if I had to start somewhere, I would definitely start with Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. That has opened up so many opportunities in my life, and that's just a blessing that came to me through my father, who enrolled me into martial arts when I was young. And so with his martial arts background and his experience, that kind of just relayed over to me. And so I've been practicing Taekwondo for over 20 years, and it's actually a profession of mine. I'm part of Team Canada and the Olympic Committee of Canada, so I've built quite the resume there as well. I've been around the world traveling at many prestigious events, qualifying for many competitions, even representing Canada in the Pan Am Games in Peru before the lockdown.
The madness began.
Before the madness began, and so that was one of my career highlights. And then because of Taekwondo, I actually started working more in the film industry as a stunt performer. So I do choreography for actresses who don't have fighting backgrounds, and I get selected to be in film to pretty much double them, their character in whichever series is being shot that day. And that's how my name pretty much got around, and so that's what now I have taken on full time during the pandemic. So I've been pretty busy kind of making a lifestyle in that. And aside from that, I'm also a nurse. That's my education background. So.
Yeah, I'm just letting you speak because I know the list is long, but I love it. This is truly an experiment. I'm just going to interject a little bit because. Yeah. To me, I've often heard you say to me, T, you know, like, I'm somewhat of an inspiration to you, but I know you are an inspiration to me. And because you've covered so many grounds and you're so humble about it, you know? And that's even on a larger scale for me. Not only is she super gorgeous, but people not see her on the radio, but she's super gorgeous inside. So anyway, go. Continue on.
Well, that was my spiel about my father. So that was his strong influence in my life. And then my mother's influence was the educational background of becoming a nurse. She really wanted me to be one. And I'm actually very grateful for that because being in high school, there's just so much question as to what I want to do with my life. And I never knew stunts was an option for me back then.
Right.
So with the guidance of multiple counselors in high school and my mom, I kind of just adopted the whole medical lifestyle and I loved it. So now I have a 5-year career in nursing, which I do on a casual basis now, less because of my full-time role in the stunt industry, but I still do it just because that's just another passion, another thing in my life that I've really grown to love, helping people. It's just a nurturing characteristic of mine.
Special thing for you.
Exactly.
I can relate, bro.
I just love it. So.
Right, it's just such a great feeling, isn't it? Let's sort of revel in that because it is a great feeling. You know, I had someone once mention to me, like, you know, if you do something for somebody, it should be in return, right? And I'm like, no. I know. I always think of giving and giving and giving and giving because it just feels great just giving. And the rewards that come back. I said, it could be something you did like 10 years ago and you're just getting the reward, you know? Yeah. Anyway, I interjected again.
No, I don't want to ramble either, so please.
No, that's okay. I do it all the time. It's not just you. It helps the dynamics a bit, at least, I believe.
100%. No, I appreciate that. And I do relate to that 100%. I'm not much of a gift receiver. I'm more of a gift giver, so yes. Mm-hmm. I do that.
Before we get into the other parts of your wonderful career and skills and so on, let's talk about that though. How do you find that? Because I know that with all the positivity, there comes some negativity, and I always like to talk about things that were challenging to people and how you would you follow through and overcome them. So let's speak of something that could that challenges you or had done so perhaps in the past. And how did you get through it?
Well, when it comes to my sport, we're all constantly dealing with adversity, adapting to our environment, constantly having to overcome changes, and it's just helped me like transfer those skills into everyday life, especially in my workplace, because in nursing, you never know what to expect. Something can go wrong one day or something can go right. You really don't know what you're getting yourself into when you walk into the hospital.
Right.
And so I find, especially like with the pandemic going around, going on, death is something that has been more prevalent given the situation that we're in. And so I constantly have to deal with families who lose loved ones, and having lost a loved one myself, I pretty much know the feeling of what it's like, especially someone very close to you. And so being there, being present, and just having the words just naturally come to me, and I just having that experience of been there, done that, kind of just helps me to deal with like those kind of challenges going forward.
wonderful. Now, if there is something that you'd like to pursue in the next, say, 2-3 years from now, what would that be?
Hopefully, God willing, I'm actually looking to pursue acting.
This is the update I didn't know about.
This is new. I'm constantly trying to elevate myself, so don't be surprised.
Oh, I know. We're two peas in a pod.
How do we get on, man?
Okay, Anne, talk to us about that. That's wonderful. I can totally see you two like kicking ass. You'd be like the next, like, what's a Zoe? So what's her name?
Yeah, Zoe Saldana.
Saldana. Oh man, yeah. I can see that girl because you kick butt.
Oh,
one moment before you touch on. By the way, Ashley is featured in the video Warrior King. The kick butting that you see in the martial arts is definitely Ashley, so go and check it out. All right, that was my little plug. All right, fella, let's talk about this acting the next goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, because of the pandemic, I kind of pushed my classes a little bit further back because we're not doing anything in person at the moment. Everything's locked down in Toronto, so. But I told myself this year that I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm just going to enroll in classes, even though I'm nervous as hell. But I just had to take that step and just register for classes and see where it takes me. But it's definitely something, having started and got my foot in the door in the film industry, that excited me. And so because I see it like around me, I see how the actors like, you know, get on with their day, what they have to go through, it's such a challenge that I'm willing to endeavor. And so, yeah, that's where
I'm at. You're already in it, Bella. Congratulations on that. You take the steps forward, and I just know that you're going to succeed.
Thank you.
I'm just so thrilled because this. I totally can see it, and I think you're already doing it. You're kicking butt as a stunt woman, you know? So all they need is to actually see this beautiful face, and they just need to like get to know. That is so exciting! It's gonna be jitters here. Okay, so congrats to you on that. We're gonna wrap up a little bit because, of course, my program is a little short, but we can always have you back. You know. Let's talk about you're going to mention the last thing that that you covered, like you actually have skills in, and I think it has something to do with the military, perhaps? Let's talk to our another achievement, folks. You see why she's an inspiration.
Oh, goodness. All yeah,
right, go like on.
Job number 10. Thanks to my medical background, I actually got scouted in one of my taekwondo competitions to enroll into the military, to pretty much be funded or sponsored, you can say, through my taekwondo career. And through that, there was a position open in the medical unit where I could enroll and be a part of that team through the medical unit. And so a combination of my accolades in taekwondo and my education in nursing has been a combined effort in getting me inside the military, where I've been for the last 6 years. I'm now a corporal. I serve under the flag, and I'm a Canadian Armed Force member, and it's great. I participate in their taekwondo team, which also has members from Team Canada in there as well. And we travel around the world the same way as national team, and we compete at multiple events. I got asked to participate in the Military World Games back in 2019, which is our last series of competitions, which is why I'm going way back then. I won bronze medal there and gold at the Military World Championships. So I'm pretty happy and proud of myself.
You should be. And you know, your dad, who's looking, watching over you, is certainly proud. So proud. Yeah. So you go, girl. All right. So just to wrap things up, Ash, can you tell us one more question, and then I'm going to shut up again. Maybe not, because I lie sometimes, you know. All right. You know, you've traveled so many places around the world. Tell me, what would you consider, not so much your favorite, but perhaps your most memorable, because I know there are many favorites. But it was something that just stood out, and tell us a little bit about that.
I know for sure the first place that comes to mind is Spain. I don't know what it is, but like, there's just something that my heart just tells me that's where I'm gonna end up.
You and me both. I need to go back.
Honestly, I was there for a whole 3 days. It felt like nothing, but I was there for a competition. We flew into Alicante, and it literally took my breath away.
Alicante desert. That's a military in Spain. So cool.
I know, but imagine, like, if I was to be in another city, like, I probably would have fallen in love even more. So even just having that little bit, like, that I got, and then I remember being walking like across a beach. I don't even know where I was exactly, but I didn't even care. It was beautiful, and I loved the whole ambiance. So that for sure is a destination I would love to go back to. And I would also say Rome. Rome took my breath away as well. I love
Where in Rome were you? Because I know there's pieces that they talk about that's really nice. Already. Oh, sorry, you were in Rome. You know, I thought you said you were in Italy, and then I was like, where in Italy?
No.
Gotcha. You were in Rome. Gotcha. Well, I personally think you and I should make some sort of pact, you know, to meet up, connect in Spain sometime. Because I swear to you, my family in Spain has been calling me. It's like they just... and I was like, it's time. But, you know, maybe... Who knows with me? All right, beautiful. Can you tell us, or audience, how we can reach you in order to support you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have an Instagram page. It's called That Shit Cray, given my last name. but you can follow me there. I upload pretty much all my stunt videos, my taekwondo clips, personal life, pretty much me in a nutshell. It's all there. So you can follow me there. I have a Facebook page. I mean, it's not as interesting, but I would say that my Instagram would be the one to go to. Yeah.
Instagram's the bomb, but I'm on the old Facebook myself.
Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Ha sido un placer. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. C'était tellement incroyable d'avoir. And so blessings to you. And what would you like to say to our audience or to anybody in special before, you know, we say see you later?
Definitely. The best advice is follow your dreams, because that has gotten me so far. And sky's the limit.
The world is your chocolate. That's what I say. No more orange thing.
Love it.
So, ciao, Bella. Thank you.
Bye.
You are listening to. You are listening to. You are listening to. Estás escuchando. A Multilingual Affair. A Multilingual Affair. Music with you. A Multilingual Affair.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
leathers and medallions. Honeys lined up, ready to ride like stallions. Since good love is hard to find, I snatch up the real hot ones and make them mine. I let my track wreck speak instead to me on a level that the halfway players will never see. Wave the drinks in the air. Shorty, turn around, keep the ass right there. Focus your attention. Let your eyes get paralyzed by the size of my rocks. Just remember that members of a clique carry glocks.
That's right.
We got it locked down. Mo flowing. Click rolling. Big and smoking.
L, get them open.
Team rough. Scooping cream with the puff.
That's right.
You ought to quit sleeping. You don't dream enough.
Ooh, baby. Not tonight. I don't want to fuss and fight.
Like Moet, cherry go pop when my love drops. Two G's in my pocket, the tricks. So tell your girlfriends, warm up and mingle with my click. You're only a customer.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Get it.
Some man for take a little warning.
What we are go bring?
We need some old school loving.
I got a thing.
We don't wanna go sing no horse sing.
No play no games.
A father figure for the children.
You don't know your place.
We need a teacher, a farmer, a logical mind, a leader strong and willing to free up we mind. We don't wanna sleep and no pray, and we want a real thing. We have an open mind. Athleticism, I feel you.
Ooh yeah. Now it's time for our inspirational words. Le mot inspirant, las palabras inspiradoras. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Le succès n'est pas définitif. L'échec n'est pas fatal. C'est le courage de continuer qui compte. El éxito no es definitivo. El fracaso no es fatal. Lo que cuenta es el coraje para continuar. Winston Churchill. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias a todos. Special thank you and kisses to my wonderful, incredibly talented and beautiful friend, Ashley. You know, keep on going strong. You are truly an inspiration and I love what you do and your humility is truly wonderful. Merci beaucoup encore. Tous les jeudis, todos los jueves, a las 6, a 6 at 6 o'clock. So we'll see you next time. The show is always grooving with lots of wonderful words for you and the music. And of course, my character, you don't know, here on A Multilingual Affair on CKUT 90.3 FM. Much love to all of you, family, friends. Cheers.
If you want real love, rock and make a plan. I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my.
Someone to love me and hold me
when life is unkind.
To put my head on their shoulders
so I can unwind.
For what a reason, a season.
I that I think
I wanna ride or die.
I that you will bring
someone to walk by my side and not in front of me. For hold my hand so tight with me anxiety. With a mouth so wide where I could fall asleep. Where give me joy inside when he's protective of me.
I feel you deeply.
I know that you're my warrior king.
It's hard to conceive.
You're my one and only king.
No matter where you are, I know that you will often think of me. Doesn't seem that you're too far when you are often in my dreams.
Tease natural.
Tease
natural integrity.
Natural integrity.
Tease natural was developed with anyone in mind. Natural hair and body products for growth, repair, moisture, and shine. Handmade to orders, no preservatives, parabens, or sulfates. Product used from head to toe to make you feel and smell fantastic. Go to tiznatural.com. Tiznatural.com. Don't delay. Get yours today. You will regret it. You will. Tease Natural, integridad natural. Tease Natural fue desarrollado pensando en todos. Productos naturales para el cabello y el cuerpo, para el crecimiento, la reparación, la hidratación y el brillo del cabello. Hecho a mano por encargo, sin conservantes, parabenos ni sulfatos. Utilice el producto de la cabeza a los pies para que se siente y huela fantástico. Teasenatural.com. TIZNatural.com. Teasenatural. No se demore. Obtenga el suyo hoy. No te arrepentirás. Listening to Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando a Multilingual Affair.
Stop your noise, y'all fool. You don't know what the runnings already. Yo, me, she, me, tell them what's up. I'm the Jamaican, taking charge and living large and big time. Going for mine. I just barge in your area, breaking the barrier, making it merrier. You cheer me when you hear me. When I rock, I start smoking. The mic is hype and live, cause I've awoken. It's a shame that not a day rough like this. With me, she's on this mic. It's not niceness. Those who diminish and pretend, talk behind my back and then approach me as a friend. In the end, you're a phony. It only has to be either you're jealous or your man's running after me. You they look ain't appealing. When our rap brothers collapse and hit the ceiling, I gave him a wink, cause he was a hump. More than sex appeal is Jamaican funk. Jamaican woman.
Go ahead, baby.
So just push up your one if you are Jamaican. And skin out your back, you can't take the sun long. Ball it up, you are article done. Jamaican woman, you have to peer on Passawa. Give you Jamaican.
Before I disappear, I would love to let you know that there is an amazing virtual fundraising event that we will be broadcasting on Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, and Mixcloud live. We've got the Manyani Afra Africa event, which features some wonderful artists such as Nkrumah, DJ Mali, Wadada Rockers, Ras Morgan, Reggae Addiction, DJ Keskese, Empress Jade Fire, Takis, that's me, Naturalist, Ras Yunchi. And so this is on Saturday, the 13th of February. So this Saturday, and it's from 10 o'clock a.m. EST to 4 p.m. EST. It's a virtual festival that's called Unite for Africa. And this is a fundraising event for the Sinsi Ones in Montessori for the children in South Africa at the Montessori School. So please just look out for it. It's called the Manyani, M-A-N-Y-A-N-I, iAfrica, I-A-F-R-I-K-A. Google it, people. It will be on Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, and Mixcloud live this Saturday, February 13th, 2021. You done now?
She have to run and change her clothes. Send me killer with this style and just her murder with the flow. With us a sweetheart with the rhythm turn her in a yo, 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 yo. She coming in like she don't know. Send me have a girlfriend and she don't play.
No.
Might box her in her mouth and chop off she toe. Lord God, why the car they off is so sexy though. She try kiss me from my neck, me off it tell the girl, yo. Walk and live, touching you got to go. You might be local, yes, sweet like mango. But you know the story, girl, come on.
A hoe is a hoe.
And I have no jaws on, all your skin dry, so. You have a one whole piece of dry up cho-cho. Yes, girl, your body big, but you know how that go. I'm a very tall youth because I won't stoop low for Maxine. Oh, Miss Maxine.
Wow, wow.
Your body look red.
On CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on our Facebook page at MTL Empower Hour. Available on TuneIn Radio as well as CKUT 90.3 FM's website. Today we are highlighting and playing our show from last week, which is the All Women Show featuring myself, Miss Trish, Gina the Great, and Queen Kaya. So what you'll be listening to is our news and reviews from last week, praising women in the city and more. But for now, I'm going to hand it over to Gina as she lets you know and about an exciting event that we have happening this Saturday, February 13th.
Yes, well, we had a bit of recording difficulties last week, so that's why you guys are getting our show a little late, but it's still got some great content. And we also want to take this opportunity to advise everyone that this Saturday, February 13th at 11 a.m., the Black Coalition New Generation is meeting up at Place del Metro to gather and walk to City Hall in protest of the egregious actions committed against Mamadi Camara. Mamadi Camara was wrongfully arrested, held on January 28th, and held for 6 days, and then was acquitted on February 5th. So everyone come together as you can. This is going to be a short and sweet and poignant march. Dress warm. It is cold out there. It's winter, we get it, but it's all for a purpose and a reason. It's the short walk from Place d'Armes to City Hall. We're gonna have some speakers.